for CU Members Mortgages Mortgage Monthly Live. And today's subject matter expert, or just all around great person, Carrie Fenwick. Carrie, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Thanks for asking. Hey, today we're talking coaching practices to engage your frontline team to cross-sell your mortgage program. And so we're in the home buying season right now. We're in the thick of it, Carrie, as you well know. So yeah, just give me a quick top line, top level we'll be talking about, and then we'll dive in, shall we?
That sounds great. Yes. Cross-selling your frontline team can be really integral in this part. So today we're going to talk about cross-selling. It can be, you know, a scary topic for some of your frontline team. But today I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be, and it can actually be a game changer for your credit union's success.
Couldn't agree more. All right. So this sounds great. So let's start with the basics here, the who, the what, and the why of cross-selling. So let's lay the foundation here, shall we, Carrie?
You got it. So I want to cover 3 points on this that I think will convince you just how important this truly is for your credit union success. So the first one we'll discuss is access. And maybe that will be the who part of the of the question. When it comes to having the most contact and engagement with your members, who really spends the most time with your members is your frontline team. This important group is the face of the credit union. They greet, they support, and yes, they sell. So you want this first impression and experience for your members to be a true sampling and representation of your credit union. Mm-hmm. What is it they say, Mike, about first impressions?
You only get one chance to make a first impression. Right. At least that's what I've heard.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. So we're going to go with that. Okay. So, you know, you want that first experience with your members to be an A-plus experience right out of the gate. Now, the second one I would talk about would be low cost. And so that might be the why part, if you will, about this question. So when thinking in terms of cost to market and attract members with products, this can be costly. It's definitely an important endeavor to attract new growth, but by all means, and certainly wouldn't say not to have that as part of your mapping for marketing. But with your current members, These are some really low cost marketing initiatives. Credit unions are not paying to get them in the door. They are already a captive audience. You just need to educate your team on what you offer and who you are.
Yep. Agreed. Agreed.
And then that last piece would be that customer retention space. Mm-hmm. So maybe the what part of cross-selling. You know, ask yourself some questions. What is your mission and goal? Do you have a mission statement? If so, what is it? This is really the first part, kind of in order to know the what part of cross-selling. I think mm-hmm. you really need to know who you are okay. as an institution. What products add a bit more potency to member retention? Is there one in particular? And I'm here to say yes, but there it is. You know, the mortgage product is really that flagship product. Studies show that when you have their mortgage, you tend to have several other products and services that your members are utilizing as well. So, you know, does your frontline team know this? Do they know that this is such an anchoring product? Educate them on these tips. This really creates great member loyalty. Once you have their business, you want to mm-hmm. keep it.
Yeah, no doubt.
So here's another interesting point I want to share with you as it relates to member retention. I'm going to put my math hat on for a second here, so bear with
me. Hey, math class. I like it.
I know, summer's here. Why am I going back to class?
Minute.
But you know, bear with me. So with every 1,000 members, there are an average of about 650 households. And of those households, there's roughly 60% are homeowners, not renters.
Okay.
So if we do some quick math there, we're going to say we have roughly every 1,000 members, you have about 390 homeowners in that number.
Okay.
The average lifespan of a mortgage is about 7 years. So if you take some quick math there, you're going to identify that with every 1,000 members, mm-hmm. you have roughly 56 opportunities a year to aid them in their mortgage. They'll be, you know, looking for maybe a refi or a purchase. So on average, about 56 per 1,000. Okay. So plug that number in to your credit union. So if you're a 10,000 member credit union, you might have 560 mortgage opportunities a year, mm-hmm. which is a lot of opportunities.
That's significant for sure. Yeah,
it really is. And so you want to weigh your current success against this number. I'm not suggesting that you should have 100% capture ratio, but I think this is a really great way to determine the volume of need versus execution.
Yeah. Yeah.
And why bring this up with frontline team? Well, there are, you know, several ways to get this knowledge out there. Mm-hmm. And I think focusing on that component, that number, and equate that to your frontline team can be really impactful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, I mean, and you can obviously, if you have 20,000 members, you double it, 30,000 and so on, you know, just at incremental, it just goes up from there. So for those larger creating. So yeah, it totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. So when you look at the math, Carrie, and oof, that was a brain. Oh boy. I'm fine with that type of math. It's when you get to the algebra and all that type of stuff is when my brain
can be messy. Yeah, it can be messy.
That's all right. That's okay. So when you get looked at the math, that really does add up to a lot of opportunities, obviously. So this begins to put cross-selling into perspective. So when you can see the numbers here. So how do you start the process of coaching them up for this integral part of your credit union? Because the numbers really paint that picture there for you.
They really do. You're absolutely right. So you know, I think many are afraid in that cross-selling space to say something wrong or maybe not answer the question correctly or just simply not want to come across as too selly, if that's a word.
It is today.
It is today. We're going to make it a word today. So what I would do is start with, you know, really equating cross-selling not to just selling, but actually providing a service.
Yep.
You're simply asking them to give excellent service, really. Let's not equate it to selling, but rather meeting or even meeting a quota for that matter, but rather teaching your frontline team that this is providing intuitive, great service from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. These are families and friends of the credit union. Yep. They're not just a number, they're a relationship. So when you start to look in that perspective, I think it can really start to shape the way you attack this.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where I would begin today.
Okay.
It must be part of your culture. The phrase, do as I say, not as I do, this really couldn't be truer when it comes to inspiring your frontline team to cross-sell. If you train it, do it, period. Seasoned staff, management, executive level, at no point should this effort not be present. This can really be provide confidence and assurance that, yes, this is indeed part of the credit union's DNA. Now, I would say be careful about how organic and effortless those conversations come across. You want to practice them. As an example, I was just in Phoenix a couple of weeks ago attending a conference, and it was late. It was like 10 o'clock at night. So I definitely had travel brain, you know, tired brain. And I went to get my car rental, and the gentleman was very, very kind, but you could tell that he had said the instructions how to get the vehicle where to go about 1,000 times. And it was, you know, rapid fire, left, right, turn here, see that sign, go there, you know, whoa.
You're like, what? Where's my GPS?
Exactly. So you certainly want to make sure that, you know, you slow down, you know what you're saying, you understand the products you're selling, but keep this conversational, keep these exchanges again, organic and fresh with each member as if it were your first time.
And I'm glad you said that, because for a customer coming to your counter, in this case, a member coming to your counter, it might be their first time asking that question. So it might be the first time they're hearing your instructions that you said 1,000 times over. So you got to really kind of keep that in mind, put yourself in the member's position or the customer's position in this case. So yeah.
Exactly. And then the second one I would recommend starting today, if you're not doing this already in your organization, is role playing.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to get good at something is to practice. And trust me, I am no thespian. Role playing did not come naturally to me. I promise you this. In fact, even the mention of something like this in the past would make me want to take a very long water break and miss the activity.
Yeah, I think you're not alone in that. I think you're not alone there, but this is something.
So it can be, you know, a little uncomfortable at first, but what I can say now after many years of using this technique, it really is an invaluable part of successful coaching. Part of training your frontline team should always be practicing these conversations. Mm-hmm. It might be uncomfortable at first, but I do promise you that the more you role play, the more you practice these exchanges, the more comfortable it will be for them, and the more quickly they will gain confidence.
Yeah.
make up some different scenarios. You know, it's great to practice that rejection, right? Rejection is a great way to practice. You know, if you launch into a conversation and you immediately get rejected, if you haven't practiced that, very quickly you're going to kind of, body language is going to get smaller. Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, I failed. I don't want to do that again. And you probably won't repeat and go back into that same cross-sell language again. Yep. But if you practice rejection, you've practiced, you know, maybe that member that doesn't want to talk about any other products and services, you know, you can practice through that and say, well, I just want to make sure, you know how valuable you are to us here at the credit union. Your financial solvency is so important to us. Mm-hmm. If you ever need anything, you know, please reach out and just know that we offer these things here for you. Yeah. Practicing that scenario, working through that is really, really helpful. And the opposite, let's say you do have that member that says, oh yeah, that sounds great. I'd love to hear more about that product. And you, whoa, I didn't know you'd say yes. Yeah. Practice that too. What's the method? What's the next, you know, path to sending that member to the right person to help them in taking that application or, you know, signing up for a certain account, et cetera. So work a variety of different scenarios and you'll really start to get very comfortable with those examples.
You can make these fun too. I'm glad you used the thespian example at the front of this, because treat it like a rehearsal, treat it like a play, you know, have fun with it. And then, and the more fun you have with it, the more you're going to retain it as well, I would think.
Absolutely.
So yeah. And like you said, as painful as it is the first couple of times, the more you do, the better you're going to get with anything. So, and this is a great case for this. So practice, just like you said, Carrie. So great stuff. Yeah. I couldn't recommend this more, because yeah, it's you know, this stuff backwards and forwards, and it's going to come off a lot better and your members are going to thank you as well. So let's shift a bit here, shall we, Carrie? So we have the why of the cross-selling, right? So, and the what even. So how, as you have showcased some tricks to coaching this, talk about some resources that the credit union that can further impact this important part of the team here.
Oh, absolutely. There are some really great tools right at the fingertips of the credit union. So for one, I'd say technology, not only your core system transparency, but also two, the data analytics that comes from your technology. And then three, I would say the credit union's brick and mortar location and how you'll have that, you know, access to members personally. Think of this as your billboard of the credit union.
Oh,
and
good point.
So you want to look at these, you know, I'll look at it a little bit closely and we can kind of delve into that technology, that data, and that, you know, billboard. So does your credit union, with regards to technology, allow your frontline team to view all accounts and services being utilized by the member? Yeah. Are you teaching them to view this information quickly, take, you know, quick inventory on what accounts they have, and then see immediately what that member has or what they may need? Even if they are using all products and services, which, you know, well done, by the way, this is still an opportunity to share even refinance options in the future for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the key to cross-selling right there, is having that all on one screen so you can see kind of a one-stop, one glance, and it's all right there in front of you.
Exactly. And then that data analytics piece. So it's kind of, you know, data analytics is kind of that new buzzword, right? We hear it everywhere in our environment. And so really what I would say is, you know, first of all, what is data analytics? If you pare it down, it really is just a compilation of what your members' needs, wants, and desires are as it relates to their finances. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So let's gather that data. But then what do you do with that data once you pull it? Maybe sometimes it goes to that pile of to-do, or someday we'll get to it. It's really, you know, potent content, but there is a lot to it. And you want to be able to, you know, delve into that deeply. But at a minimum, I would say sharing that knowledge with your entire group, not just your executive team, is important. You want to share summaries and trends, member performance, financial reports, you know, really dig deep and give whatever level of scrutiny you're comfortable with sharing with your entire organization.
Good point.
By sharing those hot products, well-performing products, deficiencies, you really start to gain a picture of what you're good at, what you're maybe need some help with, but most importantly, what your members' needs are and who your members are, and how you can then better serve your community through that data. Yep. As you begin to ask these questions and answer these questions, and you really start to listen to what you're providing, what you need, where you are. Mm-hmm. And you will naturally gravitate to that service over selling environment.
Yeah. And talk about painting a picture. The data really paints that picture clear, a very, very clear view of what's going on for sure. So if you use properly. So.
Absolutely. Yep. And then that third piece I talked about was the credit union as your billboard. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what does your credit union, what do your walls say about your financial organization? When you walk in the lobby, what do you see? And this same approach can be used for your social media accounts, by the way, too. You really want to have a constant sampling of your products and services and, you know, what you're offering. So, think of that with your frontline staff. Is they're part of that billboard? They're part of that offering, and they can really be integral part of that. So, one of the things that we did a couple of years ago—it's been a while now—but we used to do these things called lobby days, and we would set up, you know, a table or a, you know, some sort of a booth, if you will, okay, at the credit union's lobby,
right?
And we showcase products and opportunities within the mortgage department.
Oh, good idea.
That's still a great way to spread awareness, by the way. But what if, again, kind of going back to that frontline team, what if every day was a lobby day? If you think about it, there really is nothing keeping you from your frontline team really creating that lobby day experience. Being confident in what you offer and well-equipped to deliver the message can create this environment very simply.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have a true story that further compounds my point about lobby days. It was a couple of years ago, but I was discussing a mortgage product at the credit union, and a member walked in, and you know, we just started having a conversation, asked him what he was doing today, and he had shared, well, he was there to take out some earnest money for a property. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's so exciting. Are you doing your loan here at the credit union? And he said, I didn't know they offered mortgages. So, you know, ouch, right? But I said,
well,
oh,
now you do.
Yes, this is the person you'll talk to. Let's get you set up right now. And, you know, the success story was that he actually was able to get pre-approved with his credit union. He was able to close his loan the following month. So it was a success story, of course. But I'm kind of here to say, what if we hadn't been there? What if we hadn't had that conversation with this member? Would he have still closed his mortgage at the credit union? And you might be able to say, likely not.
So yeah,
how many other conversations aren't taking place, mm-hmm, you know, and really how much business is potentially walking out the door just by not simply not having those conversations?
Mm-hmm. What's that saying? Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
You got it.
Lobby day fulfilled that little cliche there pretty well. So gotta love lobby day, especially in that
case. A lot of fun too.
I like lobby day. All right. So good stuff here. Any party? I mean, this is fantastic stuff here, Carrie. And we could probably go on for another hour, I'm sure. But I know you have a job to do and a lot of other folks have jobs to do. But any parting words, any final thoughts here? Because we all know the importance of cross-selling, especially in the mortgage space. But you've really provided a few anecdotes here that really kind of hit home runs here for folks out there on how important, how effective it is. So any final thoughts on this topic as well?
Well, absolutely. Look, this is, you know, really not groundbreaking or earth-shattering ideas. They're really simple ways to just coach your team. Maybe things that we already know, but this is just that gentle reminder today. Mm-hmm. You know, at CU members, we have had the privilege of working with credit unions for over 40 years. We have stood side by side with our clients and been able to see some remarkable growth and success by utilizing these exact same tools.
Yep.
They work. People want to be heard, understood, supported, and validated. But be intentional and don't forget you have some really great potential cross-selling opportunities with that frontline team that's right there ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And my big takeaway is that rehearsals or practice, those tabletop exercises are really come in handy. And the more you do, again, the better you get. And then also lobby day. How can you not like lobby day? So that's my big takeaway.
You got it.
All right, Carrie. Well, thank you. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, thanks so much for having me, Mike. It was really fun.
You are welcome. Yeah, I always enjoy these. Again, I'm so selfish here that I've learned so much today about the rehearsals or the tabletop exercise or the practices, you know, that all that good stuff. And I never knew how effective lobby day could be. So I'm a big fan, a big fan. All right, Carrie. Well, thank you so much again for all this information, and look forward to if you missed part of it or got or missed the beginning or whatever, we're going to have a recording posted later today so you can see the entire episode here. And but other than that, thank you everybody out there for watching once again this month. Some again great helpful information loaded with takeaways, and so we're always happy to provide this stuff to you, and so are the folks at CU Members Mortgage, who provide mortgage monthly to you folks each and every month. So we are very happy that you guys are here. So again, thank you again, Carrie, and look forward to seeing you all again next month in 30 days. So until then, be well, be safe, keep up the good work. All right. Thanks again, Carrie. Well done.
Thanks. Take care, Mike.